Nie Hui, a 37-year-old mother living in Beijing, started going online to buy children's products 8 years ago. Now she gets everything online, from daily necessities like food to toys and clothes.
那次是在美国的一个儿童服饰的官网上看到非常
The first time was when I saw a skirt on a United States shopping website and the price was not high. So I asked my friend in the US to buy the skirt and send it to me. But we had problems in communicating because of the time difference and I also found it hard to understand the delivery charges. Since then I started exploring how to order with credit cards, how to look for services to transfer my packages from the US to China.
The products nearby are mostly from foreign e-commerce websites, such as Amazon.com and Drugstore.com. Official data shows that around 30 million Chinese consumers reached for their laptops to shop overseas last year. The value of the goods bought from foreign websites was around $15 billion last year. The new second child policy is expected to create a surge in demand for online products, especially baby products.Liu Nan is CEO of Mia.com, a Chinese online shopping website featuring imported products for infants.
On Mia, our revenue on Q4 is like 2 times compared with previous quarter. And this year, we are aiming like 3 times growth compared with last year. And I observe in Beijing, the birth rate is much more higher than expectation, so we are very optimistic about the future market.
Liu is a mother herself, and she says she understands why Chinese moms are looking for foreign products for their children.
I think one problem, one reason is the Chinese mom is so concerned about quality, but also the other reason is nowadays the Chinese young mom is learning the Western way to raise their baby, so they actually need a Westernproducts to support their raising philosophy.
Research Institute analysis predicts that about 18 million babies will be born in China this year, nearly 1.5 million more than last year. Analysis expects that the new two-child policy will lead to a steady growth in the number of newborns and a corresponding boost for the e-commerce sector. Analysis researcher Cao Peikun.
像未来几年这个大的宏观环境啊
In fact, the macro environment for e-commerce development is clear. The trend for consumption is upward, and the government's effort to increase consumption's percentage in GDP and the growth of newborn babies, this is all good news to the e-commerce development.
For CRI, I'm Liu Yuanhui.